But first off, let's link in with David Moore, because this month we're in for a rare treat as seven planets will align in the night sky. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
All right, David, can you explain what makes this planetary alignment so rare and so special for the month of February, please?
Yeah, we've been watching six of them for the month of January, and now at the end of February, Mercury, the last of the seven, will join the show as well. Now, it's going to be low down, and the planet Saturn, which is below Venus, that you can see blazing over in the west at night, that's going to be low down as well. So it might be a bit tricky, but it is technically possible to see all seven planets once on the same night at the end of this month, and all six now, if you get out the next clear night.
When you say see them, will you need a telescope, or what will you need? Binoculars, what will you need? Anything?
Yeah, you'll need a good pair of binoculars or a telescope for two of them, Uranus and Neptune. I've actually managed to photograph all six last week. And to start off, I mean, you can see Venus with the naked eye as soon as it gets dark. In fact, my alarm goes off at sunset, and I can immediately see Venus, even when the sun is technically on the horizon. That's how bright it is. But half hour later, when the sky's dark, Venus is glorious, so you won't miss that one. And well to its left, a bit higher up, is Jupiter. Also, both of those are brighter than any of the stars in the sky. And then over in the east, you've got Mars. So there are sort of three markers. Mars is as bright as the brightest stars in the sky. So there's three really easy ones to see. Then the fourth one is Saturn, which is just below Venus. Looks like an ordinary star. And that's four with the naked eye. That's all you're going to get with the naked eye this week. You'll see Uranus and Neptune if you've got a telescope or a good pair of binoculars. Uranus I've seen in binoculars. Neptune's a bit tricky. I prefer using a telescope for that. Or if you're into photography, you can photograph them actually quite easily if you've got a telescope and a camera that can do that, that is, because they're all lined up in the sky at the same time. Wow. Normally you might have to wait till dawn or a few months' time to see one or the other of those.
Now, are there specific times or locations for optimal viewing, David?
Actually, just the evening is the answer. And to get at the end of the month those two planets, Saturn and Mercury, that are low down, early evening, so you'll be sort of ready as the twilight is getting dimmer after sunset, and try to spot Mercury. Mercury's actually technically easier to see in early March, the first few days of March, but Saturn is getting lower and lower. So end of February, early March, right, depending on the clear skies, of course, that's when you might get that record of all seven planets. There are no others that you can see in our solar system. You'll set a record for yourself for all time then.
Why does it take 15 years for all seven planets to align? Any reason?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all going around the sun at different times. We're going around the sun once a year. Venus is about 8 months, Mercury's every 3 months, Mars 1.5 years, Jupiter 12, Saturn 30, Uranus 86, and Neptune 165 years. So to get them all to line up in the sky at the same time, they're not particularly close, they're scattered across the sky, is quite a tricky feat. And it won't happen that often, especially when you're trying to get Uranus and Neptune to line up. Because once they go out of alignment, they're so slow moving that they'll stay that way for decades.
Now, this is important. For those new to stargazing, how can you distinguish the planets from the stars in the night sky?
Well, this is...
You chuckled there, David. You had a laugh there, wasn't... Yeah?
Yeah. One trick is that the planets don't twinkle like the stars do. The stars don't always twinkle, but here in Ireland, they twinkle a lot. Unfortunately, the air is often unsteady. And if you look at the night sky and you see a bright star, it's not twinkling, it's probably a planet. The other trick we like in Astronomy On magazine is when the moon goes near them. Last night, the moon was extremely close to Mars, just after sunset. Unfortunately, I had cloudy skies. But about an hour or two later, there were breaks, and you could see Mars with the naked eye, plain as day, sitting just to the right of the moon. So we publicized that all last week to all of our members, and with diagrams in the magazine and everything else, because then you know where Mars is. And although the moon moves on, Mars will stay in that part of your sky at the same time for weeks on end. And it did the previous week with Jupiter. And it'll happen again, the moon going past each of the planets in March. We're writing that magazine now. So go to astronomy.ie, get the magazine, because it tells you what to see with the naked eye. And maybe the odd thing with binoculars. It's not for experts. It's for families and kids that want to know more about the universe, and especially what to see in Irish skies.
You are constantly looking for new enthusiasts, and if there's somebody listening who would like to become very much part of you and your world, how do they get involved?
Yeah, we're a non-profit group. We have thousands of members all across the island, and they all get the magazine every month. They get a weekly email as well with new things and reminders of things up. Just go to astronomy.ie and sign up today. It costs about €1 a week, which is next to nothing, especially when we've got that magazine. So it's the world's most popular astronomy society. There are online evening classes. They're actually going on at the moment. You can join them. They're all standalone. They repeat it over free if you join them now. And there's a big public lecture on every month. And that's happening tonight, in fact. Right now in the Southern Hemisphere. We had something in October, I thought myself. So comets are very much in the news. And there's a talk by a speaker from England, who's zooming in online, tonight at 7 o'clock. If you go to astronomy.ie, you can pick up tickets for that, and the whole family can watch it. And we always tell the speakers, you know, you're talking to a lay audience, people who don't have any scientific training, so explain everything to someone who's just new to the subject. So that's on astronomy.ie. It'll give you everything you need.
I love your enthusiasm. Thank you for joining us on a Monday. Reach for the stars, as they say. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon. Good morning to you.
My pleasure. Enjoy the planets.
David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. So there you have it, February the 28th. But the night skies, as David has said, are full of wonderful, joyous things at the moment. Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Venus, Neptune, Mercury and Saturn appearing in a row on February the 28th.